This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announcing his retirement, opening up yet another seat on the high court that President Trump will have the opportunity to fill.
So who can we expect the president to tap to replace Kennedy? Here now to weigh in is legal affairs reporter for The Washington Times, Alex Sawyer. Thank you for joining us this morning. So let's get right to it. We're hearing a lot of names being thrown around in the mix here. What do you think?
Yeah, one of the top names that's been floated around here is Brett Kavanaugh. He's a circuit judge on the D.C. Circuit and was appointed by President George W. Bush and actually worked in his administration. And so that's kind of one of the front runners we've been hearing, as well as Thomas Hardiman, who was a name out of the Third Circuit that we heard prior to Justice Gorsuch being nominated. And so he's kind of a repeat. We have several, actually, as well, who have been nominated by President Trump to appellate courts and are now being considered for elevation. So it'll be interesting to see if the president picks one of his own or goes to a Bush appointee.
And you see the big, the 25 names on that list right up there behind us. The hoopla, the melee, the mayhem around this decision and this guy retiring, Justice Kennedy retiring, has been incredible. And now you have Schumer saying he wants to wait till after the midterms are over. I just want to know why. Why do you think he wants that? What's the point?
Well, I think it's interesting that you bring that up because the DNC is actually already fundraising off of Justice Kennedy's retirement. They sent out fundraising emails yesterday. And, you know, I think that they're hoping it energizes their base, as we saw in 2016 with it energizing the Republican base. And I think it was upwards of 70% of evangelicals turned out for President Trump simply because of the Supreme Court vacancy. However, you know, I believe that Republicans will fill this seat prior to the midterms. We had in 2010, it was a midterm year. Justice Elena Kagan was nominated in May, confirmed in August. Justice Gorsuch, for example, was announced in January 31st of 2017 and confirmed early April, so about 2.5 months. So if, you know, President Trump comes out mid-July with a nominee, and that gives Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about 2.5 months before the October 1st start of the next term to put someone on the bench, and that's very likely he could do it.
We've heard President Trump say that he wants this person to be there for 40 to 45 years, you know, God willing. What type of characteristics do you think this person will have, and also what type of issues do you think we should be keeping an eye out for?
So I definitely think most of his appellate courts, for example, have been people who are in their 40s. So we're likely to see a young Supreme Court nominee. Amy Coney Barrett, for example, is a recent appellate court nominee of President Trump's that's been also floated around as a potential replacement for Justice Kennedy. She actually was interesting to watch during her Senate hearings for the circuit court placement because she was criticized for being too Catholic. And so I think that's something to watch because President Kennedy was kind of seen as a justice who would uphold Roe v. Wade. And since we might see, you know, the president look to someone who might have a little bit more of a pro-life leaning, that could be an issue that we hear a lot about over the next several months as this debate between Democrats and Republicans heat up over who will replace that swing vote on the high court.
Am I crazy to be concerned about how politically charged this is, this decision? Because it just seems like the Supreme Court shouldn't be such a political place. We've seen what happens when our Justice Department gets politicized. We're seeing that now. Should we worry about justices making decisions based on political bias?
Yeah, you hit on something I think is really important as a legal affairs reporter. It's very interesting for me to see when judges get a certain case, not just the Supreme Court, but even appellate courts, who appointed them, because it's very interesting to watch. It tends to suggest how they will vote on a certain case, especially with politically charged issues. And so I think you're hitting on something that a lot of people looked at Justice Kennedy and really respected, that he was a swing vote. He was often siding with the four liberal justices on the court in the past. And so, you know, it's interesting that we don't really know who lawyers will be trying to persuade this next term, because it was always Justice Kennedy that lawyers were trying to convince to their side, one or the other.
Supreme Court.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there, including previous interviews of guests. You may have caught a part, or you want to share it with somebody. Right there, our gift to you, because that's the way we roll. We're givers here, you know. Dr. Paul Kangor joins us this morning. Good to have Paul with us. Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values of Grove City College. His latest books, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. Paul, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Hey, good, Bill. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Hey, lots to talk about. Of course, the buzz right now, man, there's always something every day.
Yes, I know. Every day. Yeah.
President Trump, what he can do right now, and I'm sure Democrats are looking for a vein to open up and maybe bleed out here, the fact that President Trump has another shot at another Supreme here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, Bill, it's not a surprise. I mean, a lot of us saw this coming.
Right.
And it's kind of sad that the Supreme Court vacancies that you get with a Republican president or all Republican Supreme Court vacancies, right? I mean, Antonin Scalia, Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy was a Reagan appointment. I think in many ways he was extremely bad. I'll get to that in a second. But, but nonetheless, I mean, he at least sometimes votes with the conservative majority, including in a number of pretty good voting decisions in the last couple of weeks. So it'd be nice if, say, Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg would step down, and then you'd get a kind of a 100% turnaround, a complete pickup.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any of those yet. They'll probably hang on for literal dear life, right, for 4 more years, or if it's 8 years, whatever it takes. But yeah, Kennedy stepping down. He's 81 years old. He's been on the bench for the high court for literally 30 years, Bill. This goes back to
a good run.
Yeah, I think it was February 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's finally stepping down, and I'm glad to see him go. And, you know, thankfully we have a Republican president who's being heavily advised by the Federalist Society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll make, I'm confident that he'll make a good pick, as he did with Neil Gorsuch.
Boy, all the time when these things come up, it's just you thank God that President Trump and the Republicans are in control of the Oval Office here, because the way this country was heading, it was pretty dangerous. And I keep thinking, if there had been a Hillary Clinton administration, no Neil Gorsuch, the court would really be solid. And you talk about a generational hold in the Supreme Court and the way people would look at the Constitution. The whole interpretation of it, it's amazing that people need to understand this, Paul, and maybe you can explain it, is this diametrically opposed perspective of who makes up the court and how they interpret the Constitution. And, Antonin Scalia was pretty clear about it. You know, it says what it says and it doesn't say what it doesn't say.
Well, that's right, Bill. And, a perfect kind of case in point in this is just this morning I was looking at yet another 5-4 decision. Mm-hmm. And this is the one, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, which is about a 2015 California law. And I think you know about this one, that complies, forces pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to advertise abortion. It's just amazing. These are centers that were established for the very purpose of not doing abortions. They were established to provide an alternative to doing abortions. And this California law by the liberals there forced these centers, many of which are religious, right, with conscious objections to abortion, to advertise state-subsidized abortion clinics in their waiting rooms and in handouts to their patients. This would be like telling a synagogue to hand out literature on Islam, right?
Mm. Yes, exactly.
So these centers viewed this as an unconstitutional infringement on their rights of speech, not to mention their religion and conscience. And a California law would have enacted a cumulative fine of about $1,000, mm-hmm. penalized against each and every center for each and every instance mm-hmm. in which the center didn't communicate the abortion option to a client.
Wow.
That's amazing. So you would think, well, this is crazy. Who could possibly support that? Well, the four liberals in their usual lockstep, Justices Stephen Breyer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, she all voted with the pro-abortion forces here. And the majority opinion, which was written by Clarence Thomas, mm-hmm. and Thomas was joined by Justice John Roberts, Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and lo and behold, thankfully, Anthony Kennedy. And, and for liberals who, running around screaming, oh, these five men who hate mm-hmm. women, Anthony Kennedy was the swing vote moderate who in June 1992 preserved Roe versus Wade by writing the majority opinion in the infamous Planned Parenthood v. Casey case.
Exactly.
So Kennedy comes to this with some credibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at this and said, no, you can't do that. You, mm-hmm. you can't force a pro-life center to pitch abortion services to that's not what they do. But the liberals said, it is what they do. It is what they should do. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton, the president Hillary Clinton, would have appointed justices who would have tried to force them to do.
And it would have been a done deal. And here it is. The other thing that's pending before the state right now is them outlawing any kind of counseling for LGBTQ. If anybody has sexual identity crisis, there's only one form of counsel that you can offer. Anything of a spiritual nature, God forbid that we look back over the ages and see where counseling has worked and people have been able to make a different choice as a result of Christian counseling or any other kind of spiritual counseling. They're outlawing that.
That's right. And they claim, Bill, right, that they're all about freedom of information, freedom of speech. Right. On the abortion example, pro-choicers hate it when you call them pro-abortion. But do pro-choicers want women to have all possible information for their most possible informed pregnancy choice or not?
Yeah.
And the answer is that many of these pro-choice activists, they want information that leads only to the choice of abortion, not
amazing.
The choice against abortion. That's not pro-choice. That's actually pro-abortion.
Yeah, and if they could cancel out these ultrasounds, you know, what's been happening here, I mean, they would do that in a heartbeat, to say the least. So, it's the...
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. But here it is, you know. Here's the level of hypocrisy that's on display in the culture today. But this is why people of faith and people that know better, you've got to push back. You just cannot just sit there and take it on the chin anymore. I don't believe our God is saying that we do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Just to put it out there. Okay, we got more from Paul Kengor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live. A beautifully broken, and you can be whole again.
fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, author of the book, boy, it's a must-read. You need to get your hands on it. It will open your eyes wide open. Dupes, how America's adversaries have manipulated progressives for a century. Paul, you know, in reading your book, I almost think that, you know, this thing is starting to go full circle. The duping happens to be within their own party right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's right. To give many examples of that within our own party, sure.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, with where they are now, it's like the Democrats, you know, they were always claiming that the GOP had lost identity. And I kept thinking, where are they seeing that? I mean, they're the ones. I mean, you talk about projection. And now they've, you know, especially with what's happening in New York, it's really spinning their head there with Joe Crowley getting eliminated by an upset. Start 28-year-old socialist, a Bernie Sanders supporter, and, you know, she boots him out. I mean, you know, he was going for his 11th term, kind of amazing. And one of the things she's pushing in the middle of all the stuff that we're dealing with the border is, hey, get rid of ICE.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, you think about that. What would John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman think about that, right?
Mm, yes.
And I mean, even with the abortion stuff that we were just talking about, I mentioned the last segment, you know, Anthony Kennedy writing the majority opinion in 1992, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which unfortunately preserved Roe versus Wade. Well, the Casey in Planned Parenthood v. Casey was my governor in Pennsylvania, the late Bob Casey Sr., you know, who represented something that's now basically almost nearly extinct, and that is a pro-life Democrat.
Yes.
And I'd have to do the count on this bill. I know Marjorie Dannenfelser and some other people, Susan B. Anthony list, they actually tally this up. But I'm pretty sure that you can now count on one hand. You might need two, but maybe one hand. The number of pro-life Democratic members of the House of Representatives. I mean, I think it's now down to single digits. It's less than a dozen. And once upon a time, even, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the parties were kind of split on this, right? I mean, you had some pro-choice Republicans, you had more pro-life Republicans. You had a lot of pro-life Democrats, but now it's a complete opposite. Almost every Republican is, or at least 90% of them, pro-life, and virtually, you know, we're talking like 98%
right.
Democrats in the House and in the Senate. They're not just pro-choice, but in some cases, I would argue that what they support or endorse is actually pro-abortion, where they're trying to do things like, you know, refuse legislation that would require a woman to have an ultrasound before she has an abortion, because they know that 80 to 90% of women who have an ultrasound before an abortion change their mind.
Exactly.
And they don't want that to happen, because if that happens, the abortion clinic doesn't get its abortions, and it loses money, and it goes bankrupt. So again, that's not pro-choice. That's pro-abortion.
Yeah, exactly. And then simple things like, why don't you make sure that the clinic that is conducting an abortion has a relationship with a local medical center? Because, there's a lot of medical emergencies that have been happening. Do you think that would be, you know, in terms of protecting women, do you think that's a prudent decision? Oh, no, no, that's not, that wouldn't be appropriate, because we're sending the wrong message, right?
And imagine, okay, if you're a quote unquote pro-choice liberal and you're listening right now, try to put aside the poisonous ideology for a second and think about this. If you have a daughter who's, you know, 18 years old, I'll even make it 18, I'll make it easier, I won't say 13, okay, how's that?
Right.
You got a daughter who's 18 years old, and she's taken to a clinic to get an abortion, and she starts bleeding, hemorrhaging there. They don't have acute care there. And the closest place for her to go, because she's in Texas, right? Big, huge state. The closest place for her to go for emergency care is 120 miles away. Now, under the old Texas law, you would have to have a place within 50 miles so she could get treatment that quickly. And she bleeds to death in an ambulance that's going 90 miles an hour. because they can't get there quick enough. That's your daughter.
Yes.
Right? That's your daughter. Now, you put aside your liberal politics for a second and think about this at a human level. Is that what you want? In order to pull that Democratic lever for Hillary Clinton or whatever it is that you want to do ideologically. Think about this at a human level. These are human lives at stake here. And in that case, it's not just the baby in the womb. Call it a blob of tissue if you want in this case. It's
right.
The life of your daughter who could be bleeding to death here. That's just sick.
It really is, and it returns on them the argument. Remember the coat hanger argument, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, this is kind of another version of that. How irresponsible that you would be in an alleyway with a coat hanger. But now, even worse yet, you're led to believe that you are in a safe, confined medical center that, boy, if you run into any kind of emergency, you're flipping a coin that you may be able to survive. We care about women, though, Paul. We really do, you know.
Well, yes. And you know, I gave an example there of kind of a rural situation out in the middle of Texas. Go back to my home state of Pennsylvania. Go to Philadelphia, the other side of the state for me. That's where the Gosnell abortion clinic was.
Right.
And again, that was located in, as usual, an African-American neighborhood where so many of these clinics are. The vast majority of the babies that were killed there were the babies to black women, and there was probably 100 medical centers within a few miles of that, and women were butchered up inside of those clinics, and many of the women don't die, they don't bleed to death, but their reproductive systems are permanently maimed and disabled because of what happens in a lot of these poorly regulated, sometimes almost unregulated abortion clinics.
Right.
And the pro-choice community and liberals have fought tooth and nail against any sort of regulation of those places because they're trying to foster the abortion movement, which, again, they want to call themselves pro-choice, but the things that they're doing are as much, if not more, pro-abortion than they are pro-choice.
Exactly. Well, Paul, it's in their platform. The Democrats are real clear. They are, they are pro-choice. They're pro-abortion. That's what it is. It says in their platform. So it's no surprise that 90%, I would think almost 100%, because how do you say you're a Democrat and not support abortion? I mean, it's antithetical. It's right there, just as much as it is in the GOP platform. Just as much as you've got, according to Trevor Loudon, who has done a lot of research on this, that there's over 100 card-carrying congressmen in office today, card-carrying communists, Democratic communists. So don't be surprised in what happened in New York, and don't be surprised what else is going to happen across the country. This is what progressives do. This has been a steady march. We've got only a short minute or so left, Paul, and we got to talk. I want to touch a little bit on this worst mistake that Reagan made. So I'm going to let you summarize that off your latest column.
Yeah, well, so people check it out at American Spectator today. It's called Anthony Kennedy, Reagan's Worst Mistake. And, you know, Anthony Kennedy was appointed by Ronald Reagan. And he was nominated November 11th, 1987. And people remember this. This was after the failed Bork and Ginsburg nomination.
Right.
Not Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No.
But we could have had Robert Bork, who was stopped by a great champion of women, Ted Kennedy, and also guys like Joe Biden. But instead, we ended up with Anthony Kennedy.
And, of course, we ended up with the term of being borked as
a
result.
That's exactly right.
Right. It goes on. Anyway, great read. You'll appreciate the column again. Direct them where they can go, Paul.
Yeah, go to American Spectator website. Anthony Kennedy, Reagan's Worst Mistake.
There it is. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Great job. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. All right.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With one of his picks already, one of the nine justices, President Trump will get another chance to shape the U.S. Supreme Court, as he now has to come up with a nominee to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At a Fargo, North Dakota rally last night, the president says,
"And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy." That's why he did it.
Kennedy, long known as a swing vote on the panel, sometimes siding with the conservative members, sometimes siding with liberals. First Lady Melania Trump is planning a second visit to an immigration center today at the Mexican border. She had toured a shelter for unaccompanied kids in a surprise visit to McAllen, Texas last Thursday. Today, she's to visit Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurts, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open up my heart, and love you with my
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Tina Marie Griffin joins us now, counterculture mom, sharing the latest cultural horrors that you need to know about, okay? And we're going to break them down for you in just a moment. Miss Tina, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Awesome to have you with us. Lots to talk about right now. I mean, interesting with that bumper music, you know, it's that it reminds you that in light of the cultural collide, it's easy to get caught up and get agitated and find yourself responding in kind and then going home or having one of those Salem moments and going, I should have said something a little bit more loving, a little bit more merciful. And we're having a lot of moments like that. This is what I'm hearing, Tina, and I'm curious to hear what you're hearing in terms of the moms out there. And I say, look at, don't get too frustrated and understand these are teaching moments here. As iron sharpens iron, we have an opportunity to demonstrate to people God's peace. But you can't have God's peace if you're not connected to God, can you?
You can't. And it's awesome that we're always on the same page. You saying I was about it with your power. So that's a good sign. I couldn't agree more. And God just written to me. I was reading a couple different articles online last night. And a lot of times the news stories get us fired up as Christians, where there is a recent story out there. Actually, a friend of I know, and she wrote an article, or had one of her writers write an article about just the top 20 cities that are the most well known for affairs. I guess you know, Madison, that website.
Right.
And I read it, and the thing that came away for me is the whole message of that article was the fact that the wrath of God is going to come down on anybody involved in that. And I'm thinking, let's say we're lost and we are looking for an affair online. By reading that article, is it going to draw us closer to the Lord or not? And, and want to work with Him. So I'm thinking, how can we address the fact that this website is out there and that people are looking for an affair or thinking that's what's going to fulfill their needs? Mm-hmm. You know, the idea I had was, and this is probably, I don't know if it's from God or not, but I want to go on the website just so I can rescue another woman looking for an affair, saying, hey, this is me. Want, trust me, fight it out. It's worth the fight. Here's what God wants for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And to go where the people are to help rescue them. So
exactly.
I couldn't agree more with what you're saying, Bill. There's a lot of hurting people out there. They're just looking for in the wrong areas for the answers. But we as Christians cannot bless the people that are lost because we used to be that.
Well, what people need to realize, see, all this is normalization of that which is wrong. You know, if we put it out there like this, then you think, okay, well, it's not a big leap because everybody's doing it. You know, you talk about numbers, you know, I don't know, last time I heard numbers over 50% of people out there having affairs. I mean, that's really sad. If that doesn't, if you look at that and you think, okay, well, that's becoming normal, or if you look at it and say, God, what's happening to our world here? And what I see happening all the time is this normalization of evil things. You know, the Bible warns us, says, look at, there's going to be that time when evil's called good, good called evil. And boy, you look at 21st century America today, and is it not here amongst us? And so the warning, and I guess the reason that you and I are talking about it, I always say the guests, but you know, Tina, you and I always start and we have an agenda and then God. So God just says, no, hey, look, we need to talk about this. So obviously this is coming up because somebody out there needs to hear what is going on. You know, anecdotally, you know, I would think one site would be, hey, look, if you've had an affair and you've devastated your family and maybe it's all gone to pieces and hell in a handbasket and you regret it terribly, because I've never heard, that's one thing, I've never heard one person say, you know, that's the best thing I ever did in my life was have an affair.
Yeah.
I haven't had one person say, I am so glad I had an affair, you know.
No,
my kids are, I look back and my kids are all devastated. They're all crashed and crumbled. The trajectory of their future is crushed. My wife, who I sat there in front of God and everybody and said, I would love till death do us part. We spent all this money for a wedding. We had all our friends and all that stuff. I'm so glad I had an affair. I've never heard that.
I couldn't agree more. It's exactly. And when I go and speak to kids in schools and Christian camps and you name it, all over the place, they don't say that to me either. I'm so glad I had sex, you know, 2 weeks ago with this guy I barely knew or my boyfriend. I mean, it's none of it. It's how can I be freed from it? I need help. This is devastating. It's ripping me apart from the inside. It's always that. I couldn't agree more. Like, even the people that don't know the Lord have that guilty conscience when they're in the midst of sin or the thing that I'm trying to help teens realize, their identity is a lie in the past. Let's say they're no longer engaged in a certain activity that's damaging their life and God doesn't want for them, and they're now living correctly. They sometimes still are living in guilt and shame from something that happened in the past, and they think that's their identity. So you have all of these lies that Satan's pounding at us full force from every angle. But the cool thing is, we know that Christ is right around the corner. If we have all of this happening today that God warns us about, will happen right before He comes back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tina, again, you have to remember why God sent Jesus. And it was to liberate us, you know, just in case in point, kind of the things you're talking about. This is one of many aspects. There are many ways that we get enslaved. And the culture it can be so appealing. And especially the further away from God that we find ourselves, we are that much more vulnerable to do things that we're going to wake up one day and say are rather regrettable. And we've all been there. I mean, we're not talking as if we're in some sort of, you know, spiritual penthouse and we're holier than thou. We speak from experience. We've all gone through it. We've walked this walk. And so what we're sharing here is, look, just because we made the mistakes, I think the value of the mistakes that God has, in a sense, you know, it's always kind of awkward when you say God allows us to make this mistake.
Right.
But I guess he does, in as much as that, you know, we're free agents. We're free agents to love him, not love him. We're free agents to obey or not to obey. We're not robots. He didn't create us that way. But the result of being free agents and having a free will is that, hey, we can screw up.
Yeah, and then the neat thing is, the coolest is when we use those screw-ups to then free other people, saying, hey, this happened in the past. Mm-hmm. I was at this point, and this is what I did, believe it or not. Yes, even as a Christian, yes, even going to church on a Sunday, and Monday I did this. Mm-hmm. It's new for us, and we get to use that traumatic experience or just something stupid we did to help other people go through it or steer clear from it. Like, if the more real we are, the more lives we can save and let God use us to save. And that's what the neatest thing is about all of it. And nobody's ever perfect. I think people, a lot of times, even myself, I will tell myself, I don't know, I can't open my mouth and share with that person across the street or in the elevator or at this event because I don't know how to know them. What is the question I don't know the answer to? What, you know, I don't want to look stupid or not represent Christ well. And yet God will give us the words to speak. And even if it's like, you know what, great question, I don't know, but let me follow up with you on that. Like,
right.
We have to be out there with our faith and saving and using the knowledge God gave us to help lead other people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, these people are going to land up in hell. Like, it's
right.
Such a big consequence if we don't do what God's calling us to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the issue about freedom. You know, Tina, when God opened my eyes to appreciate freedom and liberty and what Jesus had done, it was amazing. I mean, it was one of those light bulb moments that is so powerful. And, you know, I find myself often, you know, coming back to that point of liberty and what Jesus did and taking off those shackles, you know, those anchors that we're dragging about, as one of my dear friends would say, in, you know, underfoot, 20 foot of water. It's like you're dragging some, you know, 4-bedroom house behind you. You know, how can you live life? How can you realize your full, you know, God-given purpose if you're encumbered by all this stuff, you know? And, you know, the thing is that it's all of us coming alongside, you know, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, watching out for one another, not trying to make somebody less than, but to make them more than. You know, that's what I want. I want somebody, you know, like you. This is why I appreciate you, because you come alongside, and it's an inspiration. It's making me more than, not less than, and I'm grateful for our relationship. Tina Marie Griffin is with us. She is the counterculture mom. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
America. We're a nation built by hard work. And when we get knocked down, we get back up. Now we're making a comeback. Starting to grow faster than we have in years. Wages are going up. We have more job openings than people looking to fill them. American trade, free trade, is essential to that prosperity. Powering our economy, creating jobs. But we could be risking it all because tariffs will raise prices in America, hurting American workers and small business owners. Hurting farmers who get penalized selling food overseas. Hurting families raising children. If we want to keep growing, we must keep trading, not tax ourselves with tariffs, and make our businesses less competitive. Protect American trade. Support freedom. Oppose tariffs. Paid for by Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
With America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom, continues with us. Tina, prior to the break, we were hitting some issues, issues of faith that are so critical, and it really ties in to what the American Bible Society has announced. They're taking a stand. Obviously, the leadership there has decided that, if you are a Christian organization, then you need to make sure that you're demonstrating Christian values, not because you're some sort of cosmic killjoy, but it's that, you know, do we or do we not believe that God really said?
That's about it. You're right on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe what God really said, I think the challenge today is living it out, because with technology, with pop culture, and with all these different media influences, and they can be distracting, and it can stop our focus. Before we know it, a little bit here we're accepting, a little bit here we're accepting. We get these messages that are, you know, in our mind, and it's not a good thing. It goes downhill fast.
Well, you know, and the thing is, and we can be praying, you know, for the organization, because when a little bit of sin creeps in, it is like that leaven, you know. And I think about the story in the Bible, you know, when, you know, you started to have Israel coming back together and they realized that they had intermarried and they had to make decisions to separate families, you know, and that they weren't a pure nation any longer. You imagine the pain that they went through, and it talks about the anguish that some had to go through because, you know, they had kids, they had wives they loved. And, you know, and they had to let them go. And, you know, what the American Bible Society and their organization is going to go through is not some end zone dance of immediate joy. There is going to be, you know, they have been dealing with this because they've been invaded by the culture. They've got people working for them and understanding here, you know, to extend compassion and mercy, is that, you know, they've gotten used to us, you know, cohabitating, casual hookups and all that. That's the culture. And you think, well, how could that be in the American Bible Society? Well, that's the problem, is that we have a lot of institutions within our, within our churches, our religious institutions, people who are parachurch organizations that have been infected by this. And leadership at the time has been casual, and now all of a sudden, and I think this has to do with what you were suggesting earlier, and that is that God is, whether it's full-time judgment, a full press judgment, or he's saying, okay, I'm going to pull back the veil here. I'm going to let you look at it for a moment to see what you think about it. And for the American Bible Society, good observation, good conclusion. They're going to enter into a season that is going to be challenging for them and for the people working for them that are going to say, hey, look it, I am going to do it God's way. And as we've all have been there, all redeemed and have screwed up along the way. And when we find ourselves, we wake up and we go, whoa, I'm on the opposite side of God. I am God's enemy here. And
yeah,
how did I get here? Well, then you work through the process of, being redeemed, and God in his mercy says, welcome home. But that journey back, it's not necessarily easy.
Yeah, it's not, but it's the right thing to do, and that's what what do you think about their specific no sex before marriage mandate that they're now pumping out as of the last week? My thoughts are, I think it's neat that they're doing that. They got a lot of flack from a lot of people saying don't judge, but I think it's neat that they're trying to live as an example of how Christ has called us to live. And if you have people that want to work there but not living that lifestyle, and it could cause them to change their lifestyle and grow closer to Christ because of it.
Well, there's no doubt that there are, God always talks about that sifting process, right? And there are going, people are going to get sifted through this, and they need to decide who they're going to serve. And God bless the American Bible Society. I'm just, my compassion and my words are one of that. Look at, this is an awesome journey. I congratulate you for doing it. I pray, God's peace throughout your institution, your organization, amongst your people to affect that. And especially for those people that have been influenced. I mean, look at, if you've been in a relationship and you've experienced sex outside of marriage, it's very titillating, very exciting, and it's very addicting. And then, to suddenly say, okay, hey, that's right. I'm going to repent. Walk away, turn from this, and I'm going to do it God's way. I'm just saying, it's going to be tough, but once they get through it, they will be blessed. Others associated, the light that will go forth from the American Bible Society will, because it's honoring God, will be stronger than ever as a result of it. So congratulations to the leadership there. Prayers for those that are going to have to go through it, because, like anything, when you ferret out sin like this, it's not an easy deal. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No. And at the same time, it's so well worth it. I think.
Oh, without a doubt.
I wish we just see a lot of, I don't even know where to begin with this topic, because we see a lot of churches today bringing on youth pastors that are transgender, homosexual. We see a lot of that just in the last couple of years. So you have to look at, too, it's so important to bring people on that work and are in leadership positions that are actually living out the lifestyle Christ called us to. Otherwise, it looks like we're accepting of those lifestyles. Not that we don't love the people, because no one's perfect. We all want to love each other through what we're dealing with. But sin is sin, and that's where it really comes down to. What you just said earlier, we either believe God's word or not. And if we do believe God's word, and he's so clear on a lot of these subjects. Everyone's like, oh, you got to love, be accepting. Well, all of those major issues, hot topics today, are discussed to a T and so clear in Scripture. And I think it's so important that we only hire and bring on staff that are in positions that are living out the way Christ called us to according to Scripture, so we can be the example for the people that we're leading.
Yeah. Well, the Bible's clear. The Bible's clear on the criteria, Tina. And, you know, and this is not to be legalistic, you know, saying, well, you're being legalistic. No, I'm accepting God's warnings. I mean, why did God give us, the Ten Commandments? You know, and you go, well, yeah, but God gave us grace, but God didn't give us grace so that we could break the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You know, he gave us grace so that when we break the Ten Commandments, we can come back. Right.
Yes.
You know, that's,
you know what? You're so right on, because then it's not licensed. Oh, God's going to forgive me anyway. I'll just apologize again. Because then where is your heart? And do you want to do what God's told you to do? Like, do you really believe what God said? So, yeah. And we're missing out. We're missing out if we don't follow what God's saying. And I'm telling myself that right now as well, because I know the areas that I need to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want to go closer to Christ. I really do care. And I think there are a lot of people that do care. We just got to keep speaking the truth in love and be bold about our faith. And we do that, we band together, we see actually things happening in our country for the better when we pull together and work as a team.
We're coming down to the last minute and a half or so here, Tina. And I did want to, you know, sound the warning bell regarding one of the topics that you have here. Regarding drag queen TV, it's for children. What's this? Drag Tots or something?
Yeah, there is a brand new show that's actually coming out today. It's a sad situation. There is a drag queen. I'm trying to find the actual story here because I have like eight open here. There's a children's TV show where they are basically, it's a cartoon coming out today, where they're showing these characters as drag queens, as toddlers, cross-dressing toddlers. Like, that's literally what they're doing on the show. And there's two new animated television shows about drag queens that are actually coming out. One features children characters, and it's debuting in America here today. And it's drawing a high concern with parents. And the trailer is pretty horrific. It's on YouTube. Drag Tots is what you can Google search if you want to look it up. But it comes out today, and it features transgender model RuPaul. Once again, normalizing, just what you said, making it look normal and fun and exciting for kids to experiment with what would it be like if I lived this lifestyle. I want to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Just to show you what's going on, because this is so prevalent in our culture today, I get concerned emails from parents all the time, like every day, tons of them. One particularly yesterday caught my attention, where a guy said, hey, my son is in acting. He's a Christian kid. He's in this play right now with four other guys. Two of them are homosexual. One guy is living with his girlfriend, and the other one is transitioning his gender over to be a woman. And they're all 15 years old, Bill.
Wow.
It broke my heart. And his son was the only real normal kid that's following the Lord, doing the right thing. So we can see, years past, it was one kid out of, you know, 20% of the kids had something they were dealing with. Now it's like 20% are trying to live a Christ-centered life. Why? Because I think us as adults are not fully doing our job at what Christ wants us to do to help change this culture around and get more Christ in our culture and saving kids from even being confused to begin with, living the road they're supposed to be on, you know, the straight and narrow.
Exactly. Well, we've got to leave it there. There's so much more. You can go to Tina's website, counterculturemom.com. Check out this one. I'll just highlight it and direct you to this one. Women retain and carry living DNA from every man with whom they've been intimate with.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and all that information is on my website at Connor Sister Mom's Facebook page. Jump on there. And if people type no spaces to the number 44222, they will get my pop culture alerts weekly. They can download my app and get hundreds of positive entertainment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an old